This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week. His presence at the behest of President Joe Biden, he says, is for four reasons.
First, to demonstrate the commitment of the United States to Israel's security, to start to work toward greater stability and reduce tensions in the West Bank and Jerusalem, to support urgent humanitarian and reconstruction assistance for Gaza to benefit the Palestinian people, and to continue to rebuild our relationship with the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the United States for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire.
We too will give meaning to our commitment to our self-defense. If Hamas breaks the calm and attacks Israel, our response will be very powerful.
Secretary Blinken said the United States will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. The European Union is urging member nations to close their airspace and airports to all Belarusian airlines after Belarus forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing Sunday in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. A number of airlines, including Air France, Lufthansa, and Singapore Airlines, have said they would not fly through Belarusian airspace. The EU is also calling for an investigation into the incident and is planning to sanction Belarusian officials responsible for the aircraft's diversion. This is VOA.